This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A CU Boulder Violence Prevention Center will help 40 Colorado schools address the social and cultural roots of violence. The pandemic left lingering mental health issues in young people, causing bullying and gun violence to spike. The $2 million federal grant will help schools improve their mental health climate. It'll also make sure they have a system in place for students and teachers to report when someone is struggling. The center says it has already helped 46 schools build a safer environment. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 jumped by nearly 100 patients in 1 week. According to state data, 320 people were in the hospital. The majority of the cases in the state come from the BA.5 Omicron variant. State officials are encouraging Coloradans to get the Omicron booster before traveling for the holidays. A new economic impact report shows the University of Colorado is a key driver for the state's economy. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The report says the economic contribution last year amounted to $13.3 billion. College officials say that translates into a big impact on the state's job growth and state income. It includes buying from local vendors, importing investment, and exporting research discoveries. The four-campus system also helps with company growth and job creation. The CSU system is Colorado's third-largest employer with 47,000 people. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. It is 4:06 coming up on All Things Considered. We'll learn more about Biden's meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Stick around.